discussions with his friends. In the previous shiur, we were discussing the issue of whether Soni Matanas Yichya applies to a gift given by a goy when the nosein is a goy. So Rav Schulzinger brings a letter here from a Rav who he doesn't identify, and this Rav brings a raya from David HaMelech. The David HaMelech says the Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas Chayesara brought the Goren from Arvina Hayavusi, and he didn't want to receive it as a gift. Arvina wanted to give it as a gift, but David HaMelech insisted on buying it because it's Soni Matanas Yichya. So you see that it applies even to a goy, because Arvina was a goy. However, the Mitzuda says there that Arvina had already been Mizgayer. However, the Gemara of Zara and the Chof Dalet Amit Bey says that Arvina was a Ger Toshev, and the Menchas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Tes that there's no Chiyuv to be Mochiach a Ger Toshev. So if he was Taka Ger Toshev, then it's beautiful. There's no Chiyuv to be Mochiachim, and yet David HaMelech still didn't want to receive gifts. So it must be that even if there's no chiyuv, even if there's no chiyuv tochacha, you still have to hate their gifts. You shouldn't receive gifts. Because as we saw in the previous shiur, that the Sma says that the whole reason you shouldn't receive gifts is because you can't give them tochacha. But here we see that even though we're talking about a ger toshev, who you're not chayv to give tochacha to according to the Menchas Chinuch, nevertheless you shouldn't receive gifts. So the reason obviously is not because of this inyan of tochacha. And now Rav Schulzinger continues, and he brings a letter from his mechutin, Rav Agon, Rav Yisrael Chaim Yaakovi. And he writes as follows: L'inyanim gam pu'ulos b'chlal sen matanas yichya. One of the questions we had in the previous shiur was if doing pu'ulos for somebody, favors, is included in soni matanas yichya. One should also avoid having people do favors for him. It doesn't say lehanos. It says matanos. In Pashtus, it means gifts. And it could also be that a person is more machnif. The whole reason of Rabbeinu Bechaye is that the Sma is that a person is more machnif to someone who gives him gifts, and therefore you shouldn't receive gifts in order that you should give him tochacha. However, it could be that maybe that would apply more to a concrete gift than a favor. Concrete gift, you feel more meshubit to such a person. The Prisha gave two reasons why he lives. Number one is because if he hates gifts, he'll have more bitachon in Hashem. And number two, that he won't refrain from giving tochacha. And the nafka mina would, between the two reasons, would be a goy, that according to the first reason of bitachon. So even if a goy gives you a gift, it takes away from your bitachon, so you shouldn't accept it. But the second reason of tochacha, that doesn't apply to a goy, because you're not chayav to give tochacha to a goy. And maybe there's another nafkamina. If you're makabel matanos from a person like David HaMelech, who killed his Yetzahara, so mitzad bitachon, you shouldn't receive gifts from him. But mitzad tochacha, there's not a person you're going to give tochacha to. He doesn't have a Yetzahara, but this is not such a common nafkamina. Continues Rav Yaakovi, and he says to his mechudin, "Hader gaonu hekshes shemiachas shetam erishon kol af migoy." Since the first reason of hating gifts includes a goy, because it takes away from your bitachon, so why does the sma only bring the second reason and not the first? L'chora, according to what the prisha writes in his first reason, that a person thinks that through matanos he's going to be mechaya himself and his people in his home, and therefore adarava, you want life, bibotech b'Hashem. So it would appear according to this that when you're mekabel from someone else, davar she'ein bo toelas lahachios nafsha v'nafshos beis v'alanacheres leslan ba. Let's say you get hanah from somebody that's not giving you life, so there's no chisaron of bitachon here. And therefore the sma brings the second reason, because that applies to all types of hanah, that you're not going to give the person tochacha. Notice it's not only if it's mechaya nafsho. The reason of not having bitachon b'Hashem is only if he gives you something that's mechaya nafsho. But the reason of not giving tochacha is even if he gives you something, it's not mechaya nafsho. Stam, he gives you a gold watch. So it's not mechaya nafsho. Nafshas b'nei beisa. And so the first reason wouldn't necessarily apply, but the second reason would. However, it would seem that lahachios nafsho is lav dafka. Any hana. Try to wait for any hana from Hashem. Don't wait to get it from people. Another chilek would be that according to the first reason, there's no din not to be mekabel matanos. The din is not to be lo ta'achar kabbalas matanos. You have to have bitachar in Hashem. But if you're botech b'Hashem and somebody comes and gives you matana, so you can say, oh, it's from Hashem. He's a shliach of Hashem. But according to the second reason, there's still this minias tochacha. We mentioned in the previous shiur that Shulchan Aruch says a halacha here that you have to be botech b'Hashem, but in this context of Soni Matanos Yichya, now there it says it's a midas chasidus. And if so, maybe somebody who reads this will think that it's a midas chasidus to have bitachon. We should know that chas v'shalom, bitachon b'Hashem is mechuyev, like it says in many, many psukim. Shaychof of Dalad, Yermio Yud Zain Zain, Tehillim Dalad Vav, Laman Zain Gimel, Hey, Samach Beis Tes, Kuf Tes Vav Tes, Yud Yud Aleph, Mishle Gimel, Hey, lot of psukim. So don't think that it's only Midas Chasidus to have Bitachon. Maybe Sonim Matanos Yichya, but not the Etzim Bitachon. In the Prisha, at the end of the second reason, he writes Vayin B'drisha. And there he writes that we find Sonim Matanos Yichya by Avram, that he refused to be Mekabel Mimelech Stom Michut V'Atzroch Nal. And that the Gemara and the Poskim don't bring this Raya for Sonim Matanos Yichya, because it could be Doch that Avram Avinu is Machmer Midas Chasidus Yisera. Or the reason is because of Rishas Melech Stom Chesed Lum Chatos V'lo Tomar V'ani Asharti Es Avram, like it says there in the Pasuk. He shouldn't say, I made you rich, you have to stay away from such people. So it's Mashmer here that it also applies to a Goy. Melech Stom was a Goy. And you also have the sinin of Sonim Matanos Yichya. So you could say maybe it's going according to the first reason of the Prisha, that Taka, it applies to a Goy, but the second reason, it wouldn't apply to a Goy. Or maybe before the Torah was given, the Avos had a din of Bnei Noach, and then every Goy was a Mitcha, and your Mitzvah and Tochacha of a fellow Goy, but that's already a little bit of a stretch. Drisha asked, why did the Gemara and Poskim not bring this raya from Avram? Why do they need to bring a raya? It's a Mikra Mefur, so Matanos Yichya. And even though that's Ksuvim and the Pasuk in Avram is in the Torah. So, still, when you have an explicit Pasuk, then you don't really need so many rayas to prove your point. An open Pasuk. That doesn't seem to be the Drisha's Kasha, that they should have brought from Torah, not from Ksuvim. So what's his problem? We have an explicit Pasuk in Ksuvim. So why do you need a Raya from the Torah? So we can say that if it would just be from the Pasuk of Sonim Matanos Yichya, or you can say, just don't wait for them. Don't anxiously await when you're going to get gifts. But if they give you, you can take. Hashem came from the Pasuk of Avram, we see that even if they give you, you shouldn't take. You say, come on, take it. You still shouldn't take. Now, according to the Drisha, Be'emes, the reason Avram refused to receive gifts, V'lo tom rani yashati es Avram, is because of Soni Matanos Yichya. He hated getting gifts. But the problem is that it wasn't really a gift for Melech Sdom, it was Avram, it belonged to Avram. He was Zocha B'Kibush Mulchama. So maybe the Drisha was Somech on what it says in Rashi, V'im Ekach Mikol Asher Lecha, V'im Tor Melasis Lischar Mibetzken Azecha Lo Ekach. He said, I'm not taking anything you have, even if you want to give me from your treasure house, I'm not taking. So according to the first reason of the Prisha, when it says, Lo tomrani asharti es Avram, it's like Rashi says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised me that he's going to make me rich, and therefore I have bitachon in Hashem and not in your matanas. And according to the second reason, we can also explain al derech perish Rashi. That in the second reason, there's also this inyan of bitachon. Because if you have bitachon, says in the Shara Bitachon of the Chobos Halavavos, Shabotech Bashem Yivienu Haftachaso Olav Shlo Yavur Yavur Zulaso V'Shlo Yikave Li'ish V'Lo Yachal Lufnei Adam V'Lo Yavdim L'Sratz Lem V'Lo Yinachlif Lem V'Lo Yaskim Yimon B'Vilti Avodas Hashem. Person has Bitachon, he's not afraid of anybody. So even this inyan of not giving people Tochacha, it also comes from a lack of Bitachon. Because if you really have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're not going to care what anybody did for you. You're walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not thinking, oh, he gave me, he'll give me in the future, or what's he going to say? You just know that everything is in the hands of Hashem. You're not going to be mishaker. So we also have this inyan of bitachon in the second reason as well. That if you receive gifts, and this person lacks bitachon, he's not going to be mochiach. Only if he has bitachon, he'll be mochiach despite that. So that can work also with the Lo Tomrani Asharti Es Avram, that Kadosh Baruch Hu promised me, and therefore I have bitachon in him. You can also say that what he's saying is Lo Tomrani Asharti Es Avram means you're going to say Avram made me rich. And like we said, the Drisha holds it's Mitam Soni Matanos Yechia. Because if Avram made me rich, then now he's not going to give me to that Avram shouldn't say. That the Melchstom shouldn't say, I made Avram rich. I made Avram rich, then Avram's not going to give me tochacha. So therefore Avram didn't accept the gift because he wanted to be able to give him tochacha. Now the Melech Sodom says, I can do Averus whatever I want because Avram Avinu can't tell me anything because I made him rich. So this Soni Matanos Yechia works with both Lo Tomrani Asharti Es Avram, both reasons. Either because Avram Avinu was saying that I don't want you to say I made you rich because I trust in Hashem. Or Avram Avinu was saying, I don't want you to say I made you Avram rich because now I can't give you tochacha. And they both, that stems both the reasons stem with Soni Matanos Yechia. So, there's a lot more to say on this topic, and maybe we'll have a future shiurim. But it definitely gave us food for thought. And we should be so chalom to the Lamed Lishma V'Latz L'Kaim is called Dibrei Samu Torah Sabi Havo. Amen, v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.